Got to do away with that courtesy tone from the WB2 SDBR repeater, AB3JQQ.
All right, let me try it this time. KB3MXM testing. All right, good. The audio's working. We'll be starting here in about 4 minutes or so. I've been in Indian River, Florida before. Cocoa Beach. Long time ago. That's all right. We'll work around it. They'll fix it next time. Do we have anybody on the W2SBD repeater, Cocoa Beach, Florida? Is there any hams on that frequency, I mean on that repeater right now, that's checked in or would like to check in to the Maryland DC Section Echolink Conference? Your call sign, please.
A3MN.
3 Mike November. Did I have the call sign right?
3 Mike November in Washington, D.C. My name is Tom. Thank you, Officer Mike. I was testing on my easy reach key. Now I wanted to be able to copy.
W2SBD Coco.
All right, very good, Tom. Yes, we copy you on the HT. Stand by. We'll be starting here in just a few moments. This is KB3MXM. Yeah, I think that WB2SBD and COCO is going to be doubling with a lot of us. Do I have any stations that are on the Cocoa Beach or on the Cocoa Florida Indian River Amateur Radio Club repeater connected to WB3GXW and the Maryland, I'm sorry, connected to the Wash underscore and the Maryland DC section Echolink net. Is there any stations there that would like to check in with us?
B1 Delta Bravo Victor.
WB3GXW.
All right, very good, John. Hang on just a second. Kilo Victor, correction, Kilo 1, Delta Bravo Victor. Are you coming in by the Cocoa Florida W2SBD repeater?
Roger. Via the IRAC repeater here in Florida, Cocoa Florida.
All right, very good. Well, we've got reset beep going on. So I'm really going to apologize right now. It's going to interrupt our net because every time I get done, it's going to keep beeping. I want to check you in and thank you for joining us this evening. My name is Marty. I'm the section manager for Maryland and D.C. Thank you for joining us this evening, and please stand by. So let me contact the PSYOP here at WB3GXW. John, I think we're going to have to disconnect, so let me just say 73s to K1DBV first.
Okay. You take care. This is Whiskey 1, Delta Bravo Victor.
Okay, we got Whiskey 1, Delta Bravo Victor. I want to apologize to those that might be listening on the IRAC repeater system and coming in via W2SBD. We're going to have the PSYOP disconnect you because that tone is going to interrupt our net. So stand by, everybody on the W2SBD IRAC repeater. Stand by while we disconnect. Stand by. Go ahead, John. Disconnect.
All right. Stand by one.
Hey, you can probably just mute them if they want to listen. KB3JQQ.
WA3TOY checking in.
All right, all stations stand by while John makes some corrections to the system. We're going to remove one of the repeater linked in. So just stand by, everybody. We'll get started in just a moment. Exactly. Music. You please listen to the elevator music.
Q.
Tell me what his call sign is. I can't get
just can't find him. Over.
John, it's W 2 Sierra Delta Bravo. W 2 S B S D B Sierra Delta Bravo. All right, looks like you got him.
Okay. Was the one with the music, WB3GXW.
All right, very good. Yes, Kurt, that's true. Okay, thank you everyone for joining us this evening. I have a partial list as we all are pleasantly distracted by things that go on sometimes. So for those who might have joined us a little late, we had a repeater system that had a tone on it, so we need to disconnect that. Welcome to the mid-January Maryland BC Echolink Net. I want to welcome everybody here. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. My name is Marty. My call sign is Kilowatt Bravo 3 Mike X-Ray Mike. I'm the Maryland section manager, and I've been the section manager now for 6 months and having a lot of fun at it. Also, we've got some section staff on board, and we'll get to those in just a moment. And I want to, first of all, go through the normal opening and welcome, and I'll make it brief since we're getting started a little late. Take a break.
W3ICF Echo Link Repeater.
Okay, first of all, I want to remind everyone that we have repeaters that are linked in to the Echo Link's Maryland DC Echo Link. You may find them on your screen here. Just to mention a few that will check in and have checked in and are linked on a regular basis, we have the KA2JAI through WB3CMA repeater in Annapolis. The Calverton repeater, WB3GXW. John, thank you very much. Ocean City and Silver Spring on the November 3 Hotel Foxtrot systems. Phil's got his connected tonight. Thank you very much. W3ICF out of Frederick. Also down south, we've got the K3CAL that checks in regularly and the W3SMR. I've reminded some folks today about that. And also, November 3, Romeo Oscar out of Frederick on Simplex, and also on Simplex is St. Mary's County. Then, of course, Chevrolet. No PL tone on that repeater, the K3GMR. All right, so that's our repeaters that are checked in with us tonight, or that can be checked with us tonight. All right, let's take a break. Okay, I'd like to have a show of hands of how many of those might have gotten the section news via email. That's very important. I'm sure some of you on this list might have. If not, you can go to the league website, and you can select to receive that on a regular basis. And also, if you didn't get it via, the email, you can always find the section news on the ARRL on the ARR website at the address listed in your text window. So you can go to ARRL. Select MDC section, and you'll see the section news there as a reminder. Take a break. You can also find information about the Maryland section on the Maryland section local webpage at http://www-arrl-mdc.net. And information is also posted there of urgent matters, like if something has changed or something's come up, you can always check the local website as well. That's our local MDC website. And I want to thank Brownie at KZ3AB for keeping that up and operating, keeping the information on there fresh so that members of the section can find it. Take a break. All right, a few things on my list this evening that I'm going to remind you of. This is where you get your pencil and paper ready, folks. I'm going to go through a list of stuff that's going on, and I'm going to go through it pretty quickly. We can come back and touch on any of them that you're interested in. Remember, this is where we share our ideas. This is where we share events and things that are happening in our area. You know that better than I do, especially around your amateur radio clubs and amateur radio societies and organizations, as well as your communities. So while you check in tonight, if you think there's something newsworthy and that other hams may be interested in, please mention it and everyone will benefit from it. So let me go through my list. Let me take a break, and then here we go. Now, you're not going to hear me read the section news. You have an opportunity I gave you tonight to go look it up. If you want me to read the news, you don't have to, because, believe it or not, there is an audio news. It takes the section news, KZ3AB, make sure that that gets recorded, and there's actually an audio news for the section news that you can listen to. There's information in the section news about that. What I'm going to talk about are some of the things that are happening within amateur radio that might be of interest to hams, and especially those in the section. First of all, I'm sure some of you might have had a chance to build a Ramsey kit. Ramsey has gone out of business. After 40 years of building electronic kits, they're not building them anymore. So if you had a Ramsey kit in your junk box and you haven't started it yet, you might want to just keep it on the shelf for a talk about kind of conversation. Also, Tentec. Tentec, Tentec's been having some interesting things going on with that organization. Distronics has purchased the remaining assets from RKR Design, so Tentec. If you have a Tentec, that might be of interest to you. Also, the National Parks on the Air, I'm going to cover this a little bit more in detail during our section news. Let me take a break. National Parks on the Air is an annual event. It's being sponsored by the ARRL. You should and will and have to be a Logbook of the World user if you want your entries to be counted. And in being counted, I mean have somebody totaling them up, and then there's some awards along the way. So get on the ARR website, get your Logbook of the World warmed up, brush off the cobwebs, and get registered. That's where you register for this. You register for a park in your area. You can find more information on the league website at NPOTA. And there's already been some satellite QSOs going on, and you can find sometimes, if you look on Twitter, it's hashtag NPOTA, National Parks on the Air. Take a break. For any of you folks that might be doing any, are thinking about doing any moon bounce, back in on January the 10th, the Project Diana was revisited. I think it's in New Jersey. They took and refabbed that whole antenna dish. So some folks up there doing some moon bounce stuff. Might be a good read for some hams. Learn some things. Also coming up, actually what's coming up soon, some things that are coming up. The FAR scholarship application ends January 31st. If you know anyone college bound that needs to get their scholarship in by the 31st, well, do it before that. But the end will be the 31st. Also, what's happening in the month of January, the executive board for ARRL met today on the 15th. Our division director, Mr. Tom, is up there, W3TOM. And just so if anyone hasn't heard, Kay Craigie, the ARL president, is going to be stepping down, so they'll be electing a new president. She's been there a long time. We appreciate all her service to the hams here and all over the nation, and for her participation in amateur radio. Also, Dave Sumner is also leaving ARRL. He's the ARRL CEO, so those positions will be filled. Take a break. Okay, if you like 630 meters, and I'm sure all of you are wondering, what's 630 meters? February the 5th, Friday, that weekend, WRC 12 is the first midwinter 630 meter weekend. So I'll let you figure out where 630 meters is at. But that's February the 5th. Put that down on your calendar. And look forward to you guys doing that. And also, the Hades Club is doing a special event. I actually talked to a 4 Victor 1 Tango Lima about a week ago. Good signal. A lot of noise, though, but a good signal out of Hades. If you're looking for a grid square or new contact, there's a good place to go. Take a break. More local around here. We've got the Maryland Mobileers, Odington. This is their ham fest this time of year, the end of January. Hopefully the weather will continue to hold out. The end of January, but be advised, it's at a new location. It's at the Baptist Church. The Fire Hall social building is being remodeled. So check the section news or the website or the internet for that location for addresses to the Mobile Ear, Hamfest in Onington on the 31st, starting at 7:30 a.m. Also, the Frostfest, Richmond Frostfest, February 6th.
W3ICF, repeater.
Okay, let all the repeaters reset there. Frostfest, Saturday, February the 6th, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Frostfest is held in Richmond at the Raceway Complex, Richmond, Virginia, on February the 6th. Also coming up locally, for anyone who's interested in training, there's some training classes coming up in February. Saturday the 27th in February is the technician class. There's also an extras class. It's going to be starting up here, I think, next week or the week after, very soon. So extra training as well. And the National Electronic Museum is having testing sessions as well. Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. Technician class begins the 27th. That's right. Okay. And the Electronic Museum is having testing on the 27th of February. Charles County testing is March 5th. And let's see. Fort Washington, the second Wednesday at the Medical Center for walk-in testing. Those are all coming up, so get ready to upgrade. Take a break. Everybody reset. Stand by. All right. I think that took care of everyone. All right. Let's see what else is going on. Don't forget that once a month, the HF Hospital Net meets on the Wednesday following the third Monday. Matter of fact, the next net will be on the 20th. For information about the Hospital Net, you can visit the Prince George's County ARES website. Look in the section news. There's some information about it. And I encourage you to get involved. Their last test was for sending message traffic via WinMore and WinLink. I actually got a couple of messages. It was kind of interesting. And this is an HF net, local HF net. Some notable events. The Montgomery Amateur Radio Club, April 7th through the 17th, is having their 50th anniversary, 50 years of amateur radio in Montgomery County. So that's coming up in April. Take a break. All right, very good. On the ARES front, we've got the newly formed Baltimore City ARES team. We also have a new EC for Garrett County, but we need some more volunteers. So listen closely here, folks. We're needing some ECs for Allegheny, Caroline, I think it's Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Queen Anne's, Somerset, and Worcester. If you're in those areas and you're in emergency communications and preparedness and you're interested in a staff position under Maryland, D.C. as part of ARES, I would encourage you to get in touch with our section emergency coordinator, Mr. Jim, and WB3KAS. And you can send him an email. You can look that in the section news or on the section website. And send him an email and let him know that you're interested in getting one of those positions. Now, for a little bit bigger picture, Central Region of Maryland is looking for a district emergency coordinator. So if you're interested in that, district level, covers several counties, you have an interest to get involved, also send Jim an email. All right, take a break. And we've got three more, and then we'll get to the roster list. Stand by, folks. All right. Very good. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. This is the Maryland section EchoLink Net on Friday, starting at 8 p.m. on the Wash_DC node 6154 for anyone who's listening. And I'll get to you in just a moment on the repeaters and on the roster. Let's see, what else? Something else you might want to write down. I'm sure you're not making a list because it doesn't apply to everyone, but the Maryland section does have a Yahoo Reflector. A lot of information is posted there. Not very many people on it right now. There's only, I think, 20 or 30 or so. So look up the Yahoo Reflector for the Maryland section. Now, on a more personal note, I am looking for an affiliated club coordinator. This position would be staff level under MDC. affiliated club coordinator, if you're thinking about this, would be like maybe someone who might have been club president or vice president or something like that. You'll be coordinating with club activities within the section, all of them. So if you're interested, let me know. And last on the list, just to let you know that the FCC has redesigned their website. So if you haven't been there recently and you're looking for something, and I know you shudder at the thought of a new website, but you know, maybe we'll have a new league website soon. But the FCC has designed their website to be more friendly. So I would encourage you to go and see if it is.
B3JQQ.
Okay, the last two things on here, the Radio Winterfest, the National Electronic Museum, Sunday the 17th, that's this Sunday the 17th, is the Radio Winterfest, sponsored by the Mid-Atlantic Antique Radio Club. It is a very interesting event. There's a lot of old and new there, so if you're new into AM radio or into shortwave listening or whatever you're into, I'm sure you're going to find something to take a picture of. And then there's an auction in the afternoon. Vendor set up 8 to 9, no selling, so it means no buying. Excuse me. And then the public is welcomed at 9 a.m. All auction consignment starts at 10 a.m., and the auction begins at noon. So bring your piggy bank. There's some real values to be had there. Last one I went to, a guy picked up 4 antique radios in very old cabinets for about $15. He paid $3 a piece for them, okay, because nobody else wanted them. And the last thing on my list is the 31st, the last day of registration for the upcoming Scout University. This is the scouting program. They will learn radio theory. Let me take a break. All right, I think we got everybody that time. So the last day of registration for this is the 31st. The program starts on Saturday, February the 6th. Scouts will primarily study radio theory, including FCC rules. And then on March 5th, Scouts will accomplish an on-air training session so that it would help them with amateur radio operations. And so if you're interested in that, there's information on the website for the Scout University, and I would suggest you look that up and get involved if you can. All right, that's my list for it, folks. Let's take a long standby here, and then I'll start down the roster, and I'll see what's happening with you. KB3MXN. All right, let's start first with our past section manager, Mr. Jim WI3N. Mr. Jim, what wisdom can you bring to us this evening, sir?
F-A-R-G. Repeater.
All right, Jim's not near the microphone. All right, let's move on to, given that we've got about a half an hour, let's move on to the N3HF system. N3HF. Anybody coming to us through N3HF repeater system or the N3HFL, I guess it would be linked. Do we have anybody on those systems that would like to check in? Your call sign, please. Okay, well, there's someone trying to check in through the November 3 HF system, but it could be propagation. We're not quite hearing you that well. So I apologize not being able to pick up your call sign. Hang on just a second. Let me go to WI3N. He's got himself singing happy birthday. I didn't know you could sing. Okay, I guess you want to go now. Is that a good idea? WI3N, go ahead.
Okay, Marty, thank you very much. This is WI3N. Oops, that's not working. Hello? Oh, I guess it is. And we're in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Wait a minute, that doesn't seem right. Okay, guess we're still here. I'm in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and we're just having a little birthday party for my granddaughter. and we'll be heading down to New Orleans and get there on Sunday, leaving tomorrow. Do Habitat for Humanity for a week, and then trucking around in Florida. We will be at the Hamcation, which is also the national convention this year down there. And if anybody here, if you got any friends that are going down, have them get in send me an email, because a bunch of us generally get together and have dinner and some times together. So that's about it from here in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I'm going to say 7-3 and check out and go have some birthday cake. So thanks for calling on me, Marty, and we'll be talking with you later. This is WI3N Clear.
Okay, Jim, very good. Thank you for joining us this evening, Mr. Jim, WI3N. All right, let's go to the top of the list. I have KC3 Foxtrot Delta X-ray. Mr. Mark, what do you have to share with us this evening?
This is KC3 FDX. I don't have really anything of any interest to share with anybody tonight, but thank you for hosting that. And it's always fun to listen in and see what everybody else has to say in all the news. So this is KC3 FDX, clear.
Okay, Mark, thank you for and thank you for joining us this evening. Let's move down to KB3JQQ. Mr. Scott and his link system, go ahead, sir.
Marty and everyone on the net, down here in Pikesville. Name is Scott here, and it's raining. Boy, is it ever raining. I guess it's raining where everyone else is, too. Don't forget, if you want to do the National Parks on the Air thing, you need to get the latest version of TQSL, because that's the one that has all the entries for it. I just installed it myself this week. So, anyway, hope to hear some of you on the air making contacts with the parks. KB3JQQ.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Thank you for that bit of information. Yeah, the TQSL is part of that Logbook of the World thing. All right, let's move down to WB3GXW. Is there anyone on that system that would like to check in with us this evening? This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, the Maryland Section Manager here as your host. Go ahead and give us your call sign.
Victor Osco, the handle here is M. Echo Victor, over. Peter, try it again. WB3GXW, check in again. WB3GXW, no traffic. We have a test session tomorrow, and the Victor Oscar station needs to check in again. He was covered up by the Echolink system. Well, here is Ev, Echo Victor, over. Say a call signs a couple times, Ev, because they're coming back to us. So say a call sign a couple of times. Go ahead. Victor Oscar, Whiskey Able 3, Delta, Victor Oscar, over.
Okay, very good, Ev. I got it that time. Whiskey Alpha 3, Delta Victor Oscar, thank you for joining us. Do you have anything to share with us this evening, sir?
I was waiting for the repeater to drop. WA3, Delta Victor Oscar. Not that much for those who are chasing DX. Just want to remind you that the Palmyra operation is up and running. The Kilo Hotel, I think it's Kilo Hotel 5. And don't forget we have the Falklands coming up very, very soon, too. Good openings on 6 meters. Good openings on 6 meters. That's about it. Whiskey Alpha 3 Delta, Victor Oscar.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Ev. Yeah, I heard about Palmyra Atoll and the Falklands coming up, too. Thank you very much. Let's go over to the W3SMD link system. Bouncing a little bit here. Let's see if we have anybody on W3SMD. Your call sign, please. Okay, John, there's nobody there. And if there was, I'm not hearing him. I apologize that we can't pick you up this evening. We'll try next time. Send me an email down there if anyone tried to check in on the W3SMD system. Just give me a call sign, and I'll put you on the list. All right? And let's go to, KA2JAI is bouncing. Is there anyone on that system?
KA2JAI here. Whiskey Julia 3, KB3, AWT.
W3ICF, Echo Link, repeater.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. So I have KB3KWT, I have Mike checked in, and I didn't. I wasn't ready. Juliet Whiskey. Who's the Juliet Whiskey station again?
This is Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo.
Oh, Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo. Oh, very good. Thank you for checking in. I sent you an email. Did you get it?
When did you send it?
Well, you answered my question. I was having email problems like December, so if you haven't gotten it, then it didn't get there. You answered my question. So anything happening in your neck of the woods, Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo? Go ahead.
Now, this is Gordon, WJ3K. One correction on dates. The Odenton Ham Fest of the Maryland Mobile Ears is on Saturday this year, Saturday, January 30. That is Saturday, January 30 at the Odenton Baptist Church. Of course, we can't hold it on a Sunday at the church because they're doing other things over there, so it's moved one day in advance. The other thing I have to say is that this repeater now has a system fusion repeater on it for operating in dual mode, automatic mode select, so it's either C4 FM or analog FM, so however you come in, that's how you will go out. We have it operating very nicely in analog FM tonight. This is J3.
Is that church near the fire hall?
All right, thank you for that. So the question that I heard just now was, how far is the church from the fire hall? Can you tell us how far that is, Gordon?
The address is 8410 Piney Orchard Parkway. So it's within at least within a mile and a half of the fire hall. 8410 Piney Orchard Parkway, Odenton Baptist Church, WJ3.
All right, thank you, Gordon. Yes, I'm sorry, I misspoke. It is the 30th. That's what's in the news. All right, let's go to KB3KWT, Mr. Paul, and then next on the list is going to be Mr. Mike. Mr. Paul, you have anything for us? Or as they say, let's move on. Mr. Mike, on KA2JAI, you have anything for the net this evening?
Just one more thing to add to the HamFest news, Marty. At the Maryland Mobile Ears HamFest, the Mobile Ears DE team will be present. And license exams will be available for anyone who's in. KA2JAI, back to you, Marty.
All right, very good. Thanks, Mike. Thank you very much. So come prepared for your next upgrade. All right, let's move down the list a little bit further. Let's see, we've done that. GXW. How about Mr. Milford, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. What do you have for us this evening?
From November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. This is Milford here in, I was going to say sunny South Bowie, but not doing sunshine. You mentioned about the new FCC website, and I had the opportunity to use that website today. And it is a very good website, and the best part about it is the 800 number that is associated with it, either 800 or 877, whatever. The ladies at the end of that phone call, once you get through the computer, are very, very helpful. So, yes, it is a good website, but the ladies are extremely helpful. Like the other clubs, the Anne Arundel Radio Club is starting their technician class on Saturday, the 27th of February. And then they'll skip the Easter weekend and end on April 9th, which will be a test day. And if anyone is interested, we are running CW classes. If you're interested, you can contact Keith, AE3D, AE3D at graykitty.net. That's AE Alpha Echo 3 Delta at graykitty.net if you're interested in CW classes. That's about the things that are going on here at Anne Arundel Radio Club. Great net tonight, Marty. Very efficient and very good communication. So good to hear everybody on. With that, I'll say 73s, and we'll be listening. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Gulf, Milford and Bowie.
J-Q-Q. Confirm something for me. Keith, call sign is Alpha Echo. I can't type when I'm talking. Is Alpha Echo 3 Delta at Gray, that's G-R-A-Y, Kitty, K-I-T-T-Y, all one word, .net, is that right?
Yes, that is correct. Alpha Echo 3 Delta at Gray, G-R-A-Y, Kitty, K-I-T-T-Y, all one word, let's just check one thing. Yes, .net. So it's also on the AWRL website, that's W3VictorPaparadio.org. It's listed there on the front page of the website as well. So hope that helps, and talk to you a little bit. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Melford and Bowie.
Okay, thank you very much, Milford. All right, I also want to recognize Zulu, Sierra 1, Oscar Kilo. Alistair has sent me an email thanking us for our section net. He does record it, and then he uses it in his local area of Africa, and he really appreciates what we do up here, so he gets a lot of good information about running the net, and he's doing a lot of great things down there with amateur radio. All right, let's continue down our list. We still have a few to go. It's Alpha Bravo 3, Whiskey Romeo. Go ahead and tell us what's happening where you are.
Yeah, this is Alpha Bravo 3, Whiskey Romeo. I have really nothing to add to the net. I appreciate you running the net. It's my first time checking in, and I'm enjoying all the information that's coming my way. Thank you.
Okay, Rich, very good. Thank you. All right, let's take a break, and the next is going to be on the list is W3TDH. Is W3TDH still with us? I hope so. Yes, he is. Tom's right there. All right, and then we'll move down the list after that. So let everything reset. KB3MXM.
Here is W3TDH, and I wanted to advise that the Auxiliary Communications Service Unit of the Montgomery County Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management is reforming. Several past radio officers are involved in the work to get that rolling again, and we're working pretty hard on it with them, the various volunteers, and we're going to, as soon as we've got all the structural stuff reset up, we're going to be hitting the trail looking for people to pitch in and participate and help out. So that's the news from Montgomery County. And back to Matt, this is W3TDH.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Tom. So there is the Montgomery Auxiliary Communications Service. The Department of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness is restarting with a couple of ROs, redoing it all. So that sounds like a lot of hard work, and they're going to be looking for some volunteers soon. All right, thank you very much, Tom, for sharing that with the section. Let's move to WB3WG. WB3WG on my list. Let's see if they're still... Oh, wait a minute. You know, I think that's Alpha Bravo 3, Whiskey Golf. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, maybe it is. Maybe I copied it down wrong. Go ahead, Chris. You got anything to share with us?
Repeater.
Well, good evening, Marty. Thanks for running the net this evening. I'll just use my time to put a plug in for the Baltimore Traffic Net. We operate a traffic net each night at 6:30 p.m. on the 145.330 repeater in Shawsville, Maryland. And we're interested in having any new hams and existing hams check in with us and learn how to take and pass traffic or to be net control stations or alternate net controls and learn about the national traffic system. So once again, we're here each night, 145.330 Shawsville repeater, Baltimore Traffic Net, and we encourage everyone to check in with us if you have a chance. Thanks very much. This is AB3WG.
All right, thank you, Chris. Thank you very much, and let's continue down our list. KB3 Foxtrot November. Lynn, you got a few words for us. Go ahead. KB3 Foxtrot November. Okay, nothing heard there. And WA3TOI, Mr. Kurt, how about a few words?
Hey, Marty and the rest of the net. How's everybody doing? I'm going to put a plug in for the Skywarn and Hurricane PrepNet, which comes on the first Saturday of the month, during non-hurricane season at 8 o'clock local time on the Echolink node WX_TALK is the conference server name. I don't remember the node number, but that's the Echolink Hurricane PrepNet Skyborne Net, which occurs right now, like I said, on the first Saturday of the month during non-hurricane season, and every Saturday during hurricane season. Other than that, don't have anything in particular, and I'm hoping to make it to the Ham Fest. That'll be a birthday present for me if I can go to the Ham Fest, since my birthday is on the 31st. Back to you, Marty. KB3MXM, WA3TOY.
Okay, Kurt, very good. Moving right along, just a reminder, there is Skywarn training. There is Skywarn training coming up. You have to be registered, just because he's talking about Skywarn. Look up your Skywarn training. Go to your favorite Skywarn website and look up that Skywarn training. You have to know that there is no walk-in. You have to have a ticket for Skywarn training to get in the building. N3VBJ reminded us of that. It's actually coming up this month, I believe. So make sure you get signed up right away. It's in the section news. Once again, I'm trying to put you in the right place to go look it up. So look up in the section news about Skywarn training. All right, W3YVQ, let's move on to you. We're down to, like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 7 more to do, Al, so if you could keep a little brief for us tonight, we'll get everybody in. Thanks. W3YVQ.
WA3TOI with additional on the Skywarn training.
All right, Kurt, let me come back to you right after we get W3YVQ done, okay?
No problem.
AB3JQ.
I hope that was long enough for you to reset the repeaters. Good evening, everyone. W3YVQ, hope you all had a great holiday season. And first order of business here tonight is to issue a special thank you to all of the folks who participate in our national traffic system nets, whether in manual modes or digital modes here in section, and support our activities on the afternoon cycle 2 and the evening cycle 4 sessions of the manual nets, plus the NTSD and NTS. All you folks did a fantastic job in the preceding year. Our nets met regularly at the scheduled times throughout the entire year, and the traffic volume that was handled throughout the country is quite outstanding. In NTSD, for example, here in the eastern area, there were over 8,500 messages handled just in December. Give you an idea of the load. And let me break and explain what NTSD means, because we have a wonderful mix of newcomers and veterans alike here tonight. Stand by. Okay. First of all, the National Traffic System was the essential founding concept for the American Radio Relay League back when it was called that. It's now ARRL. But the idea of providing messaging for the public and CERT agencies through the what is now famous standard radiogram was the essential function of the National Traffic System, and that still functions and provides radiogram service throughout the country. Secondly, we have built up and fleshed out a National Traffic System Digital, which is a fleet of organized PACTOR HF mode auto-forwarding hub stations at area and region level, and they operate 24/7 and can handle radiogram traffic going anywhere in the country, and because they're up all the time, you can post traffic on them at 3 o'clock in the morning on HF PACTOR to get traffic into the system and get it moving, and those stations forward traffic hourly or more often depending upon what shows up on the boards in order to get radiogram traffic moved around the country when the manual nets are not meeting. Break. And here in the Eastern area, the Eastern area digital coordinator is Whiskey Bravo 2, Foxtrot Tango X-Ray, WB2FTX in Butler, New Jersey. And if any of you have seen any of the radiograms that have been shared with hams in this country, originated in Germany, and traffic going back to Peter and DL4FN, you'll recognize WB2FTX's call sign, and he can provide information to folks who would like to get involved in NTSD. And for the past decade, we've been running a radio email system based on the WinLink 2000 fleet, which is a global network providing messaging in a full email format to clients all over the world, virtually real-time. And it also has a port to the internet so that you can include public internet addresses in the to line and the copies line on radio email message traffic. And of course, that's in the full email format and can accept attachments like text files, GIF files, JPEGs, and reasonably sized doc files, etc. Right. And of course, you can get on radio email over the internet with the Telnet protocol built into the applications that are provided free of charge. You can also get in via packet radio, and on HF you can get in using old multi-mode TNCs on Factor 1 to connect to NTSD hubs. You can also use Factor 3 or 4 modems, but only in the Factor 3 mode, to connect into the radio email gateways throughout the country. And you can get in through packet radio using standard packet TNCs like KPC3s, etc., and CAM Plus. Break.
F-A-R-G. Repeater.
And that was a long walk around the lake to get to the following point. The NTSD has now thoroughly tested and implemented a mode for radiograms which can carry email formatted text, which means that you can use the NTSD to send messages using the standard radiogram technology for the preamble, address, and signature that gets routed through the NTSD for delivery anywhere in the country, but you can include an email formatted text between the breaks, which includes the text derived from ICS forms of all kinds, including the ubiquitous ICS 213 form. The ICS 213 is a multi-copy interoffice memo. It's not designed for radio tracking and accountability. Therefore, if you send it beyond just a station who's going to copy it directly onto a form, you need to put an envelope around it. So the radiogram envelope will suit the purpose. So you now have two ways to send those forms. One, NTSD radiograms with an ICS 213 text content between the breaks, and also radio email. And we'll have more information for you on our next session about how you can deal with those when you encounter them on voice or CWNet. There is a protocol in work that'll tell you exactly how to do that as well. The whole function of NTS is to provide messaging services for our served agencies, both government and non-government, and the public alike. And therefore, when you look at that network over your head that reaches throughout the entire United States and in some cases globally, look at how you can bring your local group into contact with that network so that those agencies can reach targets in your area. 73 all, have a great rest of the January month. I've just gotten used to writing January and 2016. Watch out on your checks. W3YVQ73.
All right, hopefully that gave everybody a good chance to reset. All right, let's move down. We've got 1, 2, 3. I see Cato just checked in. Hold tight, Cato. We'll get to you in just a second. Let's move down to KC3CMY. There's no news tonight, so John says we'll keep on going. No news, so we'll keep on going. Go ahead, Ron. It's all yours. All right, Ron stepped away. Let's move down to W3ICF, Philip, and he's conferenced in. Go ahead. What do you have for us tonight, Philip?
Yeah, good evening there, Marty. W3ICF here. Yeah, I just went ahead and conferenced over to the repeater. I didn't see it was up, so I just added it from home QTH down to there. Want to thank you for joining in on our net the other day. It was a pleasure having you there with us. Everything else going on up in Frederick here is about the same. We are working on a new website, and hoping to have that up before too long, and that way people can get a little more information on FARG up here. W3ICF, back to net control.
All right, thank you very much, Philip. And let's see, TOY, you have, let's see, Skywarn training is on the 21st. Thank you. Thank you. So, so Kurt, it's the 21st, and where is it being held again, Kurt?
Yeah, Marty, it's on Thursday the 21st, I believe 6:30 p.m. at the EOC in Glen Burnie, Maryland. I don't have the address right in front of me, but it's on B&A Boulevard in downtown Glen Burnie at the Emergency Operations Center. Is that all you need, or do you need more, over?
Nope, that's all I need for everybody here to know that that's where you're going. So if you want to get your Skywarn Basic 1, which is your basic for spotter number, you need to get signed up and registered. I'd say do it as quickly as possible. Those classes do fill up, and you know they don't happen that often. Thank you very much, Kurt. And Philip, thank you very much for those kind words. I'm kind of backtracking here a little bit. Thank you for those kind words. Yes, enjoyed checking in with your net. I'm going to try to do that more often. It is impossible. It is impossible. I don't know how Jim did it, but it is impossible to get to all these club meetings. I got to space them out. So if you would like me to come and join and talk about things that are going on and meet the group down there, you'll have to send me an email, and I'll schedule for a club meeting on my calendar. All right, let's move down. Let's see. Ron says he has really nothing to add. First-time listener. Thank you, Ron. KC3CMY, some transmitting problems. Hey, we've all been there. Don't panic. We've all been there with Echolink, okay? I had a bad plug on my microphone. I about panicked one night. I soldered it moments before the net. All right, very good. Let's move down now to NI2W, and then we'll move. Oh, no, wait a minute. Do I have NI? Yes, NI2W, and then we'll move down to Norman after that. NI2W. Hello, Butch. You got anything for us?
Good evening, Marty, and good evening to everyone on the net. Good job as usual. Let's see. I was going to say it was the winter doldrums up here, but now all of a sudden things have cracked loose. Our emergency services has reorganized, and what was one is now five. So I don't know where we stand up here in that regard and who's going to be what. We're going to have to develop some new interfaces and relationships. The Antietam Radio Club is going to have its meeting next week and Tuesday, this Tuesday, I can't remember. The third Tuesday of the month, and we're going to have a speaker from MEMA come up and give us a briefing. The regional coordinator, the Western Regional Coordinator, I can't remember his name. And last but not least, I will be attending a briefing from the National Counterterrorism Center on ISIS next Tuesday. So it is interesting, and things are moving ahead up here, although we took a setback. However, with the city, we have a good relationship with the city of Hagerstown, and we are now building a ham station there in the police auxiliary headquarters. So things are good, and the folks, some of the high levels in the police department have now gotten their amateur license. So things are looking up. Take care, and we'll see you on the MEPN one of these days. 73 NI2W.
Okay, very good, Butch. It sounds like you're busy. See what you can do. You get an AM radio, and then all of a sudden you're getting involved, and that's the great thing about it. All right, let's go down to Norm, and then we'll go right over to WG3K. Alpha Bravo 3, Bravo Yankee. Go ahead, Norm. Alpha Bravo 3, Bravo Yankee. Mr. Norm, are you still there, sir? Okay, don't see him. All right, let's go down to WG3K.
Good evening, everyone. WG3K. And let's see, I'm the EC for Calvert County and the Vice President of the Calvert Amateur Radio Association. And we've been kind of busy down here. December, you know, always a lull in activity, but I think we're on go for getting a full radio station set up at the hospital, including VHF, UHF, packet, some sound card modes on HF, and who knows what else. This is to support the local Aries Racy's mission down here, but there's also talk about helping out with the doctors that they have there at the hospital. Apparently some of them go down to Haiti to do some work, so we might be able to do some telemedicine via HF radio in the future. So that's kind of exciting. Also had a meeting with the emergency management director today, and we're going to try to get more involved in what they're doing and being able to support them more. So all that's been happening over the last week. If y'all are down in this area on the third Tuesday, which is next week Tuesday, around 7 o'clock, we have our Aries Racy's meeting, and this time we're going to be down in Lesby, and we'll be looking at our emergency operations center that's down there at the Drum Point Property Association office. And what else? Our club meets on the first Thursday of the month in Prince Frederick, so if you're ever down this way, please stop on by. And I'll echo what Al said. Please check in to one of our NTS nets and participate. They're fun, they're educational, and by golly, you might just do something. I don't know. Anyway, hope everyone has a good evening. 73 WG3K.
3ICF. Echo Link. Repeater.
All right, we're going to let everything reset, and we've got a few more on the list, and then we're going to be done for this evening, folks. Just stand by. All right, I think that's long enough. We've got to have like six hands and five elbows and copious amounts of writing paper. All right, let's go to Cato, KB3LIB. Mr. Cato, what's happening down in the Fort Washington area, sir? Go ahead.
This is Kilowatt Bravo 3, Lima India Bravo. Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Down here in Fort Washington, I'll keep it short, so we're going to have down in La Plata, there's a Skywarn winter class, and you have to be a basic spotter for that, but it's on the 20th. So I reached out to the Skywarn folks and had that waived. Since we're amateur radio operators, they waived it for us. And the spotter ID registration, you just put your amateur radio club name, for us at least. So that's on the 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Charles County Government Building in La Plata, Maryland. And I'll send that address on the chat session on the Echo Link. I think it's 200 Baltimore Street, something like that. But we also had a club meeting on Wednesday, and we had a guest speaker from the ARRL guest speaker list. His name was Dr. Paul Bernhardt, Kilowatt Foxtrot 4. I'm sorry, Kilowatt 4, Foxtrot Oscar November or Romeo. And he talked about high-frequency active aurora research program, HARP. With a very good talk, so I encourage people, clubs, if you want a guest speaker, use the guest speaker list, volunteers, of course. But that's it for Fort Washington at this time. I'll keep you short. So back to Net Control, Kilowatt Bravo 3, Lima, India Bravo.
All right, very good, Cato. So Skywarn training, 20th, 6 p.m., Charles County. Who's the point of contact for that? I mean, where would I find that? Could I go to a website and find out more information if I want to sign up? Where would I go, Cato?
WA32Y.
I think we doubled someone. I'll send the link in the chat session, Marty. KB3LIB.
Okay, thank you, Cato. Go ahead, Kurt.
There should be a list of Skywarn classes on the National Weather Service website, NWS.org website. If you click on information and then Skywarn, there should be a calendar of the classes, WA3TOY, with the contact information, etc.
All right, thank you very much, Kurt. All right, let's go to K3CPO. You just checked in with us a few moments ago. K3CPO, go ahead. All right, I don't see him on the list. Is there anyone on any system, linked or otherwise, that I have not called on, has not checked in or provided comments? This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, Section Manager, Maryland, D.C. Is there any station would like to check in with us this evening and give us a few words and share some activities or events that are going on in your area before we close the net?
This is Hello, India 4, Bravo, November, Sierra. Howard, I am mobile in Winchester, Virginia.
Okay, very good. We have Kilo, India 4, Bravo, November, Sierra. Howard, he's mobile. Well, very nice to meet you this evening, Howard. Thank you very much for checking in with us. Do you have anything to share with the group here this evening?
I just keyed you guys in. I listen to this repeater off and on, and I want to thank Phil for the for having it here because it's brought me enjoyment. And very interesting listening to all the events and all that's going on over in Maryland. It's exciting and good to know. Other than that, I have no comments or no traffic, just 73s to everybody, and stay dry. At least it's really raining down here. KI4BNS, back to net.
Okay, Howard, very good. Well, you be safe out there as well. Thank you very much for those kudos. You know, once a month, third Friday of the month, the net is every third Friday at 8 p.m., so come join us. And Cato shared with everyone here, if you can't see it, it's www.charlescountymd.gov/news-release/skywarn. So go to the www.charlescountymd.gov and you'll find information there. Let's see, also add Skywarn Winter Storm class can be found in the Everbright. Yeah, when you sign up for it, Everbright, January 20th, 6 p.m. at the Charles County Government Building. Thank you, Cato. Right on the mark there. All right, let's see. We also have checked in with us this evening is Kilo Golf 5, Foxtrot Victor Delta. Greg, it looks like you're last on the list here, buddy. How about bringing up the rear here with a few words before we close the net this evening?
Well, hello. This is Kilo Golf 5, Foxtrot Victor Delta, and I just turned it on and was kind of just sitting here listening. I'm kind of sitting out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, in my 18-wheeler, and just say hello to everybody. Over.
Well, you gotta you just gotta have appreciation for technology. All right, Greg. Well, you know we meet here every month at 8 p.m. here on this repeater. I mean, on this Echolink system. Usually 8 to 9. We're running a little late. It's been a busy night. We covered a lot of things. Thank you for joining us. And if you're ever back this way, you might hear me on e-cars or mid-cars or south cars or one of those cars early in the morning while I'm doing my commute. Thanks for coming to us from Las Vegas, Greg. And we'll say 73s to you. Kilo Golf 5, Victor Delta, Kilo Golf 5, Foxtrot Victor Delta. There you go. All right, Greg, have a good evening, 73. Yeah, I know, Scott. 34, I think I broke a record. All right. We've got everyone in, and it's getting late, so I'm just going to call it quits right here. If we didn't get to you, send me an email. Let me know you were on the net tonight. Apologize we didn't get to anyone who might have been in trying to get in through some of the repeaters that were bouncing. So keep that in mind. Just a month from now, just a short month from now, we're going to be doing this again. So mark your calendars. It's going to be the 19th of February. So if there's anything happening between now and the 19th, make sure you get it to your section staff, so we can get it in the section news. I'd like to thank the Maryland section staff and all those that participated this evening and all of those who helped make this happen. Also, I'd like to thank all our representatives that handle things like traffic nets and emergency coordinators and people who do the work so hard, so difficult sometimes, and so rewarding. I want to thank them. Also, KZ3AB. Mr. Brownie, thank you for getting our section news out tonight, getting it out to me so we can get it published, and don't forget to sign up. And especially to all of you, the hams for Maryland section, we've got a great section here, as you just heard, We're well over an hour. A lot of things going on, and it's the middle of the winter. Just imagine. All right, everyone. Have a great evening. Be safe out there. Join us again. 7-3s. This is KB3MXM closing the net. And thank you, John, for all of this. Really appreciate it. To WB3GXW, John Creel. Thanks again. KB3MXM.
Very good, WB3GXW. Glad it worked out. WB3GXW clear.
Hey, John, when it gets beyond my window here, I'm such an amateur at this, how do I see everybody? I can't see everybody that checked in, right?
Boy, oh boy. What I'm going to have to do is get with you on the phone and tell you how to log in as an administrator. We'll do it over the telephone practices. It's not that difficult. And that way you can send commands to the system, and it'll tell you who's logged in, over.
Okay. All right. Will do. Thank you. All right. And, wow, it's bouncing. Stand by. All right. Is that better? Yeah, there we go. WG3K. We're here in the radar suite. Yes, we are. We are indeed. Okay, so everybody have a good night, and thanks for joining us, and thanks, Scott, KB3JQQ, for being my wingman in these sessions. He's been doing a great job in keeping track of folks, and I really, really appreciate that, Scott. We're going to have to get somebody in the pilot seat if I can't make it, so might be tapping you on the shoulder for bringing up the 6 if I can't make it in here one night. All right, everybody have a good night. 7-3s, KB3MXM clear.
And now it's time to save and transfer and put it all up in the same place as last week. KB3JQQ. Last month.